This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Staying on the theme of the benefits and costs of health care in America, we now turn to paying for medical emergencies. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has one woman's story.
Bankruptcy still carries stigma. So Rhonda, a 48-year-old single mom in North Carolina who filed for bankruptcy, just wants us to use her first name. Her story starts in 2006. She'd taken a job with higher pay, but no benefits.
The bulk of my medical debt came from I lost a child.
Rhonda's daughter was breathing when she was born, but eventually died. Rhonda needed emergency surgery, blood transfusions, and hospitalization. The bills added up.
Losing my daughter was, I think that was a big lump sum. That was like probably like $35,000 or something. It was a lot of money.
Rhonda and her two sons were living paycheck to paycheck. She says she paid what she could on the medical debt, but food and rent had to come first. More doctor bills piled up after Rhonda got COVID and couldn't work for 10 months. Her kids got sick, too. Rhonda started getting phone calls and letters from debt collectors.
So I didn't know how to, like, dig myself out of the issue that I kind of put myself in. So the bankruptcy was, like, the only option that I really had.
Rhonda filed for bankruptcy last month. She had more than $250,000 worth of debt. Over 90% of it was medical debt, according to one of her lawyers. Women pay more for health care, even if they have insurance. A 2023 study of insured workers from Deloitte, which is a marketplace underwriter, found that female employees spend about $266 a year more out of pocket for health care than their male colleagues. Dr. Kaleni Ghebreyes, Deloitte's chief health equity officer, says that adds up.
What our analysis revealed was that employed women pay over $15 billion more per year for out-of-pocket healthcare expenses than men do.
You may be thinking the costs of pregnancy are to blame, but Dr. Ghebreyes says women still paid more even after that was stripped out. Because while men routinely need just one procedure with one copay, women's diagnoses can be more complicated. For example, after an irregular mammogram, they need more tests like ultrasounds, and they fork over a copay for each one. In other words, Dr. Ghebreyes says copayments are structured for men's care.
Whenever we assume that there's a universal one-size-fits-all, and when 50% of the population is not necessarily part of that one-size-fits-all, we need to re-examine.
Dr. Ghebreyes estimates that making health insurance coverage more equitable would cost employers less than $12 per worker per year. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.